Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome an accomplished entrepreneur, a quintessential entrepreneur from Bangalore, India, Mr. Shravan Gupta. Shravan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Very happy to be here.
Thank you. Shravan is the founder and chief executive officer of Yours Second Homes. As I mentioned, he's a quintessential entrepreneur and has founded several successful businesses. He's the past president of the Entrepreneurs Organization, or EO as it's called, of the Bangalore chapter. So Shravan, before we talk about Yours Second Homes, tell me about your journey in brief.
Yeah, sure. So I'm a Bangalore boy, born and brought up here. Spent a couple of years in the US, went to business school at Vanderbilt. And, my father used to run a travel agency in Bangalore. And during my business school days, he started facing a lot of challenges and so on. So I decided to come back after that and kind of help him out for a couple of years before I decide what I do as a career.
Okay.
And, as fate would have it, I kind of got completely immersed in the travel industry. And unfortunately, lost my father a few years into that.
Yeah.
But then I had to take over the business. So between 2003 and 2017, we built a travel services company across India and Sri Lanka. We had about 8 different brands. Operating in different verticals in the travel space. In 2017, that company was acquired by Flight Center from Australia. I stayed on the board for a couple of years and then decided to take a sabbatical. So that's the business journey till then. And during the sabbatical, I wasn't in a rush to get into anything new. I just wanted to take my time, spend time with the family, try to improve my golf game. So that didn't really work out well. I was always exploring what next. The entrepreneur in me, and I'm sure you kind of resonates well with you. But I just felt something was missing. But at the same time, I didn't want to jump into anything just for the sake of it. That's when this whole idea of fractional ownership in second homes came to me from a friend. And the more I delved into it, the more convinced I was that this is my next calling.
That's wonderful.
Journey so far.
So tell me a little bit more about your second homes and how does fractional ownership work?
Yeah, sure. So, people who own luxury second homes globally don't use it more than 20, 25 days in a year.
Correct.
That's the global average.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time, these homes still have to be, maintained well. Pool filters have to run, gardens have to be looked after, the appliances and equipments have to be well maintained, right? And some homes are put up on platforms, the Airbnb type. Platforms. But the really good homes, you don't want strangers coming and using it. There has to be a sense of home to it. So therefore, we felt that the idea of co-ownership of these homes makes a lot of sense. So the way our homes are structured is that every home can be owned by up to 8 co-owners. And the number 8 comes from the fact that 1/8 ownership of the asset also gives the owner 1/8 of the year to use the home. So that's 45 days. So we feel that 45 days is, very comfortable for you to use it, to send friends, family, sufficient time. So that's broadly the concept of fractional ownership.
And if these 8 individuals don't use their 45 days each, do you also let it out to people who may be interested?
No, we don't. Yeah. And again, it goes back to the same logic that the way the homes are spec'd, from the linens to the bath products and even the coffee beans are curated. Don't want, strangers using it, but owners can send their friends and family.
And given the amazing experience you have in the world of travel and hospitality, how has that impacted your approach to second homes?
Oh, no, absolutely. It's had a huge impact. I mean, so my wife and I, this time around, my wife is a co-founder in the business. And, we are enjoying the journey, of course. And she brings a lot of the design elements into these homes. So from all our travels, we have seen, the way second homes are maintained, the way they are designed, the kind of facilities that are there, and so on. So we've brought in a lot of those elements into these homes here. And each of our homes are very individual. They're all, so there's no cookie cutter approach to the way we design these.
Right. And how would you, Shravan, differentiate yours second homes from a lot of other players who seem to be offering something similar?
Yeah, so in India, we are the only ones who are offering fractional ownership of
I
luxury
see.
homes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are, of course, second home developers. Then there are people offering fractional ownership for lower budget homes that give you some kind of a yield and so
Right.
on. We are the only ones who are bringing together lifestyle and real estate investment.
Okay. Very interesting. My next question is that what are the challenges facing in the second homes market now? Because everything is booming. And given there are, it's fractional ownership, how does one, own 1/8 of a home, and if one decides to exit, what happens?
Sure. So I'll answer that in two parts. So the first part is about the challenges in the second home industry, and I'll stick to India in specific.
Absolutely.
So, in India, second home ownership is still very nascent. Until now, only a very few elite could own a second home or a farmhouse or so on. So I think now that is getting very democratized. More developers are showing interest in building second homes. So the supply is getting better. Design sense is obviously improving. We have some amazing architects coming out of the country. And destinations are growing. So until now, it was only Goa and maybe a couple of the hill stations in the south and north, Kasauli or Shimla, Ooty and Kunur in the south. But I think now that universe is growing rapidly. So one, so you have more destinations. Two, you have a better supply of second homes. Three is the infrastructure is increasing and improving, as we speak. More new airports are coming. The road infra is getting much better. If you take Alibaug, which is close to the Mumbai, is now a booming second home destination thanks to connectivity. They have ferries, now the highway is coming up, and so on. So if you say challenges, I think a lot of it is being addressed, but big challenge is still supply of quality second homes in the country. That's the first part. And second part, I'm sorry, what was the second?
No, the second was that, if I own 1/8 share, and given the fact that prices are going up and I want to sell, hey, listen, I want to exit, what happens then?
Yeah, great. So, all our homes, each home is owned by an SPV. It's a special purpose vehicle. And in our case, it's a private limited company. So every owner owns a share in that SPV.
I
So
see.
there are eight shares and eight shareholders. And whenever they want to exit, and if the value of the asset has appreciated, the value of their share also appreciates, and they can exit anytime they want. They're free to sell, either put it back on our platform or sell it to anyone they want.
I see. Fascinating, fascinating. My next question is that, you are talking about, the whole, sector of second homes marketing markets getting more democratized before because of better infrastructure. But what are some of the other key factors that drive the growth of second homes?
So India, okay, let's take an example. So we have 800,000 HNI families in the country, right? Now, a recent study that we did along with the research agency, it shows that 15% of the HNI households aspire to own a second home. Okay, so that's 120,000 second homes. So that is huge. If you take the largest second home operators in the country, they don't, each of them don't operate more than maybe 100 or 150 homes.
Mm.
So there's a huge opportunity that lies ahead of us in terms of that space.
Right.
You know, then, yeah, the other interesting thing is now more families are vacationing as a group.
Mm.
You know, either it's multi-generational
mm.
or they're going with, you know, other friends and their kids.
Mm.
So holidaying in a villa is becoming more preferable
right.
than going to a hotel.
Right.
You know, especially if it's within the country and you just want to get away and spend time with close group.
Mm.
So I think these are some of the kind of salient factors that are pushing second home ownership.
Very interesting. And Shravan, how do you manage the balance between luxury and affordability in your second homes?
Yeah. Yeah, so we, you know, from the beginning, we believe that luxury can mean different things to different people. It's just not opulence or using the most expensive flooring or materials, you know.
Right.
A lot of times, luxury could just be the location.
Right.
Or it could be the views that the place has.
Right.
You know? And in terms of materials also, we are very conscious. All our homes use recycled PET bottles for rugs. So therefore, I think luxury and price today, you know, it's not necessarily together,
mm.
you know. So it, you know, even luxury can become a lot more affordable,
mm.
A.
Mm.
And B is the concept of fractional itself is making it affordable.
Absolutely.
So by investing, let's say, a crore of rupees, for a 1/8 share, you're enjoying an 8 crore home.
Mm.
A lot of people can afford it, but we are saying why do that when you
right.
can, you know, maybe have a share in one share in a Goa home and one share in a Kasoli home.
Mm. Mm. Very interesting. And are there any, you know, really sought after locations for second homes in India? And if so, why?
Yeah, so Goa clearly is the top second home destination.
Mm.
It appeals to people from across the country.
Mm.
It's very accessible. It has a beautiful cultural infrastructure built up in terms of art galleries, cafes, restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, the food scene, I mean, it's attracting the best chefs from the country who are setting up restaurants there.
Mm.
So therefore, I think Goa, and it has two airports now, and a third one, which is just across the border in Maharashtra and Sindhudurg.
Mm.
So connectivity is phenomenal, right?
Mm.
So that is Goa. And then there are a lot of regional destinations.
Right.
So if we take in the south, you know, Ooty and Kunur have been traditionally popular second home destinations.
Mm.
But now you have Wayanad, you have Kodaikanal, Chikmagalur, Coorg that have come up.
Mm.
In the north, there's Kasoli, which is, you know, used to be a smaller town, you know, people were not really focusing there, but it's developing as a very bespoke second home destination.
Mm. Mm.
And then you have Rishikesh, the area around Dehradun, a lot of...
And I'm sure everyone must be now be looking at Ayodhya.
Yes, yes, of course. A lot of people have been asking.
I'm sure.
I think pilgrimage is one thing, you know, in India, it's amazing.
It's very big.
Absolutely. You know, people want to own second homes near pilgrimage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. I was talking to somebody the other day and they're saying that there is a whole market that's emerging for the temple towns of Tamil Nadu, where people want to start going and living there for some time. But that's another subject.
Yeah.
Shravan, my next question is, how do you use technology? Or how do you see technology shaping the future of the second house market?
So for us, technology is very important. We've invested a lot of time and effort to build a proprietary technology to manage what we are doing.
Mm.
So there are two parts to it. So one is villa management.
Yeah.
Wherein you need to know, you know, how is the housekeeping? How is the stock of essentials? When do you replace? When are AMCs due?
Mm.
So all this has been automated. And in fact, the videos capture if our staff have cleaned a room or not.
Mm.
You know, so that is on the villa management side.
Mm.
And on the usage side, we built again an algorithm because there are eight co-owners, right? So how do all eight of them use the year in a fair way?
Right.
So we've put in some rules into these algorithms that helps people book their stay without having any clash. Because a common question is that, you know, everyone may want to stay during Christmas or Diwali, right, or, you know, whatever, right? So therefore, we've built in these algorithms, which restrict how many special dates people can book, when they can cancel, and so on. And so far, it's been very seamless.
Right.
So technology, you know, it has to be used. Otherwise, it gets complicated, especially in the fractional space.
Fascinating. And are you also looking at the possibility of exchanging my 1/8 share this year in Goa with someone else who's got 1/8 share in Kasauli?
Yes. No, no, very interesting. We are doing that. So what we are doing is basically an owner-to-owner exchange.
Okay.
So let's say you own a Goa home and I own a Ooty home.
Mm.
So we can just trade 5 days. You know, I'll tell you, you know, use 5 days in Ooty and I'll use 5 days.
And that also will probably happen through your technology platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yes, yes.
Okay. So thank you. That's a great response. My next question to you is that before one makes an investment into a fractional ownership of a second home, as the developer, what are some of the legal and financial considerations a potential buyer should keep in mind?
Yeah, great question, Ashutosh, because, you know, India is a unique country where every region and every city has different real estate laws. You know, so Goa has its own set of rules. The hills in the south and the hills in the north have different rules in terms of who can own the land, how much can you build on it, what can you use it for, can it be owned by eight different people, you know, all these. So therefore, the due diligence that we do and the kind of legal structure we put into place addresses all of this before the owner comes in. But that's something the owner has to check. And we also encourage and we made it fairly simple for them to go through this. So in terms of ownership, historically, who owned the properties? So in Goa, there's unique Portuguese laws that come into effect. So therefore, one has to go, you know, 60 years behind, check who owned, have those documents been vetted, and so on. So that is on the legal side. So the due diligence that one has to be extremely thorough. And we do that, right? On the financing side, you know, unfortunately, it's a completely new category.
Right.
Therefore, banks and NBFCs have not yet accepted it as a form of real estate ownership yet. But hopefully, you know, SEBI has recently published guidelines on fractional.
Okay.
Though the first set of guidelines are talking about commercial fractional, I'm sure they will come to residential also. And we've been sending our feedback to them. But from a financing angle, right now, there's no real finance available. Because the buyer is buying a share in a company. So the collateral becomes an issue. But I'm sure because in the West, this is now an accepted norm. So I'm hoping and I'm sure that it will come into the country here also.
Wonderful. And I'm sure, I mean, you know, there's so many changes happening in our legal system and with progressive governments around the country. But Shravan, tell me, how can a second home contribute to the local economy and the community? Because it is probably empty most of the time.
Yeah, Ashutosh. So that's exactly why fractional makes sense, you know. Or you do a rental, you know. So it does. So let's look at both. So with fractional, what we're saying is, see, a lot of, instead of owning eight homes or building eight homes, we build one that's owned by eight people, right? So therefore, the usage of, and our homes are on average 60 to 70% occupied.
Okay, as high as that.
So therefore, and people don't want to waste their 45 days. So if I can't go, I'll send you or I'll send someone else.
Yes.
Because I feel that, you know, I have 45 days, let not, you know,
absolutely,
waste that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So therefore, the homes are being used well. So which is, you know, is good for the whole
Very interesting.
Demographic of the place.
Right. Right.
Two is, if it's not being used and it's a standalone home, today rent, there are so many rental platforms, and therefore you're attracting tourists and helping the infra. All these homes are maintained by local people.
Right.
So the local economy grows. I think overall it's...
It contributes, it's obviously.
Yeah.
Correct, absolutely. So I have time for two more questions for you. My next question is that, you know, you mentioned potential of 800,000 homes, etc. What do you, as a developer, as someone who's a pioneer in second homes, what do you see as the future outlook of the second home market in India?
Yeah, so no, we are very bullish on the second home market. We see A is in existing destinations.
Right.
You know, they're going, the quality of the homes will improve. A lot of technology is coming into just home management itself. You know, therefore, that's going to improve. Connectivity will open up many new destinations where people can own second homes. I briefly spoke about Sindhudurg.
Yeah.
It's a district in Maharashtra that borders Goa. So districts like that will see a tremendous boom over the next 5 to 10 years. You know, pristine beaches, very green. They already have an airport. Therefore, but if development is correctly regulated, and most of these places are now fairly strict, even if you take the hills, they're very strict on what you can develop, how much,
right.
Which is, you know, a healthy sign.
Right, right.
So we see A, you know, quality of homes improving, B, a lot of new destinations coming up, three, the audience that wants to own second homes is going to grow rapidly.
Right.
As the country becomes more and more affluent. You know, the whole idea that work from anywhere is now, it's pretty accepted. That's
absolutely
going to be the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I have a kind of a light week next week, I'll go work from my second home. Right. So I think a lot of these changes will help and improve the second home market in the country.
Fascinating. Shravan, my last question to you, and this I'm going to ask you to wear your entrepreneur hat. And this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. What would you say are three lessons as an entrepreneur? And you would be an entrepreneur several times. What are three lessons as an entrepreneur you want a lot of our young viewers and listeners to take away?
Okay, interesting. Yeah. So my first one, and you know, I believe very strongly in this, is consistency. So sometimes entrepreneurship can become boring.
Yeah.
But that's the, I think, secret. If you can handle that boredom and
right.
keep doing, you know, the same thing every day,
right.
you know, make small progress, I think that consistency results in, you know, tremendous benefits at the end of the journey. So for me, consistency is important. Two is, I mean, it could be cliched, but to build, you know, a great team around you. I think there, for me, the learning is, how do we attract a great team?
Yeah.
You know, large companies can easily attract talent, but as a growing company that may be an uncertain future, you know, how do you sell your story and bring in the right team? So for me, the second part is to, you know, sell the right story in order to build a strong team
right.
You know, around you. And third is, I think, to create a deeper purpose. You know, operationally, we can have a lot of benchmarks.
Correct.
But why is everyone doing what they're doing?
Correct.
And for me, I've continued that from my travel days. You know, in travel, it's fairly, you know, operations intensive. We believed that we are creating memories. We are helping people create memories for a lifetime. So that was the purpose. So in order for them to do that, you know, there's a lot of small operational things to be done. Right?
Fabulous.
Similarly, with second homes, we want people to go create memories in these homes. So that is what will really motivate us.
Fascinating. Fascinating. And on that note, Shravan, and your last comment of creating memories for a lifetime, thank you for your three wonderful lessons, which are consistency, build a great team, and create a deeper purpose. Thank you for talking to me about your own journey. Thank you for talking to me about your second homes. You know, I've often discussed this with my wife. Do we get a second home? And the debate is always, if we get a second home, then we'll have to keep going back. Instead of that, let's just go anywhere in the world and live in the best hotel. But that's a debate that constantly happens. I think you've built an amazing organization. I had a look at your website and you seem to be getting, you know, bigger and bigger with better and better properties. Thank you again for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh. I enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.